I think just offense, we're coming along. I think we're right there. The breakout game is coming soon. I just got to do a better job at keeping myself under control and knowing that everybody's watching, knowing that guys on my team are watching it and looking at me and make sure that I give them the right energy and I'm not giving off any bad energy. So just finding ways for all of us to grow. We're going to keep continuing to get better. Short week, short memory, you know, going into a hostile environment. I don't think I've won since I've been on the Giants, so it's going to be a nice test for us.
Odell, you work on that one-handed catch in practice before the game a lot, and it came to fruition today. What's it like to execute in the game?
Just blessed. I feel like God's gifted me with a lot of talent. With that comes a lot of responsibility. You know, I practice it. It just kind of happened. It's always an instinctual thing. Biggest play for me this game was the corner route. Eli dropped a dime in there. And first time I've just caught a ball over my shoulder. Felt comfortable just catching it over the shoulder. So we're making the right strides. We're heading in the right direction. It's just a matter of keep getting better each and every week. Finding ways to be more effective each and every time the offense steps on the field.
What are the kind of things that can help that breakout game happen?
Execution. It's that simple. It's execution. Whatever the play call is, execute that. More explosive plays, better play calling, better execution, just as far as on our end, making sure that we do everything right.
Is it a bittersweet victory, sweet because you're winning, but you're not getting out of this offense what you want?
Yeah, I can agree with you to some extent on that. But I think that comes with me being a perfectionist. It's just hard for me to accept good. It's hard for me to accept good. I need it to be great, above that, legendary. And it's got to be that way every single time. You know, if you really put it in perspective, we work 6.5 days a week for 1 hour of football. And when you really break it down like that, you know, that's once a week that you're getting the opportunity to do your thing, to be on the football field. You sit through all the meetings, all the practices, getting up early, driving to work, everything that goes into it, it's a lot of sacrifice. So when we get out here, I just want it to be our very best foot forward.